sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.
I've been watching you for some time.
This is Billie Eilish. If you don't know who she is, ask your kids.
Yeah. Yes.
Believe me, they know. I have two girls who love her and her music. But anyway, this is a story about her. She has a fear, right?
Yes, and you know, many of us have fears of animals, the spiders and the snakes. You know, that those are very common. But she has a fear of an animal that I never really thought to be afraid of. And her reason for it was kind
of
strange, too.
I'm afraid of death, but I'm afraid of people I love dying. I'm also afraid of the ocean. Whales are creepy as hell. Whales are so creepy. You cannot tell me that sound the whales make. You can't tell me that's not creepy as hell.
Well, does not I like mean, the whales and the whale song.
She's not wrong.
No,
I mean,
no.
You know,
no. Especially
whales,
when you're out there by yourself.
Right.
Yes. Did you see that video, that picture they just popped up? It was a whale breaching right behind a small boat, and the thing is just, it looks enormous compared to this tiny little
correct.
Boat.
Correct. You are quickly falling down the food chain. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what she's saying.
You're plummeting.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, we were in, just even in Florida, and I know, Kurt, you've traveled there too, and you see a manatee. And I think if a manatee, and those are very friendly animals,
yes,
rubbed up against me, I would freak out.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
I think I'd be okay with manatee.
What?
Yes, I'm okay. I like manatee. Seems like a big pig.
It is.
The cow of the sea. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. But that seems friendly. Now, like on the list of animals, though, I thought my son's fear was unwarranted until I got a little bit close. I don't like peacocks. Mm-mm. Nope. At the zoo, they just, at the Blank Park Zoo, they let them walk around. Don't care for that.
What are you afraid is going to happen?
When they get upset and they're... That's the sound they make. They go... And they puff out their feathers. And it's like, it seemed taller than I was all of a sudden. And I was just looking at me going,
well, I'm glad
didn't care for it.
I'm glad that the bird's defense mechanism works on even you. That's good.
I would have liked to have seen you.
The peacock this morning is doing a slow clap. Mm-hmm. It works.
I don't know.
Should.
If it did that to me, I'd probably be a little freaked out too.
It's doing a little dance left and right.
Look,
it's like that dinosaur from Jurassic that spits at you. You don't like that. Don't want it.
I like owls, but they are terrifying when they look at you.
Yes.
And when they look at you, I have had that happen. Not just where you're sure, where it's not even, he could be looking in my general direction, but no, when they turn their head and look down at you, and that angry look happens, and I think they're going to dive bomb me right now.
Right.
Well,
and I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and also owls house the spirits. I had my night of paranoia over an owl.
Of all the things you don't look up.
Right.
This you look up.
Because also in that movie, Kurt, what was it called?
It was called The Fourth Something.
The Fifth Kind.
Fourth kind.
That's what, before people got abducted by aliens, that's what they saw was an owl-like face.
Okay, that made me not afraid of them at all.
Right. Now they're friendly.
They have to do is look at me.
Yes.
Because that means next you're going to be abducted by aliens.
So is it for owls?
It didn't happen.
No. Is it owls for you as well?
Well, I'm with Ken. It's unsettling.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's
dude,
the same.
We're not together.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
we're not.
Are. No, we're on the same page.
Do not say you're with me after you say that.
It seems like you both really are afraid of owls together. For the same reason of spirits.
Look, it's usually you who's with her on this stuff.
That's why this is so much fun.
So do not.
Yes.
Do not abandon her now.
You two are birds of the same feather. Don't do that. That was terrifying.
Oh, goodness.
280-1025.
Totally rational.
Yeah. What animal, besides the spiders? We all don't like those. But what animal
snakes,
is it there?
Spiders. Those are all kind of universal.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you?
I'm not crazy about the manatee. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I know it's very friendly, but not when it rubs up against you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest problem I'd have with the manatee is it's in my seat. That's what it looks like. It's just, it looks like it's going to be on your couch. I mean, if your couch was underwater, obviously.
Oh,
it was an episode of SpongeBob. And Angela on the phone from Indianola, I think that happened with you. So what happened, Angela?
It stalked me from my garage to my house, and then I thought it left, and then it dive-bombed me.
Oh, my
God. And grabbed my head, and it was the scariest thing I've ever
had. Did you say grabbed your kid?
No, he grabbed my head.
Oh, okay. That's unsettling, but grabbing your kid was going to be more unsettling.
Oh, yes. It would have been a lot more upsetting if he grabbed my kid, but yeah, my kid was not around at the time.
And so you fought it off? What did you do?
Luckily, the light, because it was a little bit dark, so the light popped on as it grabbed my head, and I think it freaked it out, and it flew off. So I dove up my porch and ran into my house, and my husband is just laughing at me.
It's all good spouses
right,
do.
Very helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful. And I was panicked. My heart was just out of my chest. Yeah, so.
So, what do you think it was about you that it decided to dive bomb you?
I don't know. I thought I was not one with nature for a little bit there.
Thanks, Angela. Take care.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.